Origin of neuropsychological problems. In the field of emotions, not only regarding their structure, but also in their behavior, we have to take into account that this is their normal development. But there could be a number of factors that prevent such development from achieving good performance, as is the case with neurodevelopmental disorders. Or once developed, these abilities may be lost with the passage of time, especially in the elderly, or as a consequence of trauma or illness. Following, we will show two examples of how abilities and skills may become affected due to modifications suffered in the brain. Keep in mind the close relation between the psychological world and the brain as it happens in the case of trauma. Even though childhood traumas have been the basis for many psychological theories, starting with those of Freud, we have still much to learn about the subject. One of the limitations of these psychological theories based on childhood traumas is that it is contingent on remembering what happened 30, 40, or 50 years prior. As we develop, we continually form new layers of experiences in life that mold us into who we are and what we do, affecting our present and future decisions. On occasion, we may think that these decisions are not altogether free, since we can show how they are determined in some way by a traumatic personal experience in the past, whether recent or in childhood. This is a situation that could be controlled by instituting appropriate policies, especially in school-age children, thus avoiding that they become victims of attacks by their schoolmates. Trying to explain behavior of an adult based on something that happened to them seems like a very limited proposal. On the other hand, to ignore past events, especially if they were traumatic, could be regrettable. Recent research shows how mistreatment or violence in childhood can leave a print in social behavior, confusing and hindering intimate relationships with the opposite sex. But how does childhood trauma affect the brain? This is precisely what was investigated by a joint study by the University Hospital Hamburg-Eppendorf, the University of Würzburg, the University Hospital Münster, the University Hospital Johann Wolfgang Goethe University, the Johannes Gutenberg University Medical Center Mainz, the University Clinic of Würzburg, Germany, together with the Karolinska Institute, Switzerland, whose results have been published in the scientific journal Social, Cognitive, and Affective Neuroscience Advance Access. There were 1,158 participants in this study, 325 of which were excluded due to a family history of mental health problems. This left a remainder of 833 adult subjects with an average age of 25. All were given the Standard Childhood Trauma Questionnaire, CTQ, to evaluate traumatic events during their childhood. They were also given the List of Threatening Experiences, LTE test, to evaluate traumatic events within the previous 12 months. The Spielberger Trait Anxiety Inventory, STAI questionnaire, to evaluate the presence of anxiety problems, and the General Depression Scale, CESD, to verify the presence of depression symptoms, as well as morphological measurements of the brain of 129 of the subjects selected at random. Results indicate that those who have suffered traumatic events, whether recent or in childhood, will exhibit significantly more depression and anxiety symptoms than those who have not. The brain morphology study revealed that the anterior cingulate cortex was significantly smaller in these subjects. In spite of the large number of participants, the study does not indicate how many of them were male and how many were female. It also does not separate the results into gender categories, which makes it difficult to ascertain if gender plays a role in the consequences of childhood trauma. Another limitation of the study is precisely the exclusion of 325 of the participants, which makes it difficult to learn if or how childhood traumas affect individuals who have a family history of mental health problems. It is important to emphasize that past and present traumas have emotional effects as well as cerebral. However, the latter do not happen in the amygdala, the center of emotional control, as you would expect. Instead, they occur in the anterior cingulate cortex, in charge of, among other things, regulating decision-making, empathy, and emotions.